can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting question answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question. We'll answer it here on the podcast every Tuesday, and it's so fun. Today we have a question from Sarah.
This is Sarah with Redwood Cabins. We opened up our Airbnb in October of 2024. In the past 6 months, we've had over 30 guests stay. I would like to know what kind of bedding sheets y'all recommend. We have washed 2 to 3 sets of sheets, and I noticed they get snagged and dingy looking. We've tried cotton, we've tried polyester, we've tried bamboo. I want to find bedding that when I put it on, it doesn't look wrinkled, and I don't have to get the sticky thing to remove the little lint off of it. So I'd like to know what kind of bedding y'all recommend that holds up several washes. Thanks so much. I love listening to you guys when I'm working in Redwood Cabins. We're located in Redwood, Mississippi, the first Airbnb in this location. Thanks so much.
I loved Sarah's little marketing pitch at the end.
That was so good. And the first in her area. I like that because we have so many people that think, like, since there isn't one, there's no demand for it. And clearly, 30
stays in 60 months.
You got that. So, like, 60 months or 6 months? I'm like, wow. Oh, my gosh. She's averaging a half a stay.
6 months. Wow.
She's crushing it. And
I love this
topic,
The sticky thing.
The
lint roller.
The lint roller. We're going to talk about the lint roller. I'm actually going to start not even with the sheets.
Okay.
I am going to start with where you are washing and what you are washing them in. Sometimes it's like taking a look at the washer dryer that you're using, the age of it, you know, what's going on there. So I always look at the equipment that you're using for anything. So this is kind of a TFE pro tip. If you like see your cleaners aren't getting certain things as clean as you want, like take a look at the tools they're using to clean. Like take a look at the vacuum. Like, oh yeah, that was a hand-me-down. We gave them the vacuum from our house and it's X years old. Look at any tools that they're using, even the towels, the rags, things like that. Like you really need to inspect the tools. And sometimes that can be a culprit. So that's the first thing, Sarah, is your washer dryer that you're using. And then also just, you know, the water in that. I'm not sure in the area if that has anything to do with, because the word dingy kind of is concerning to me, especially you've had, you know, some guests, but you haven't been that many changing of beds and for them to get dingy. So I want to kind of clue in on try to figure out pinpoint what might be causing that.
And you didn't share with us what sheets you're using, which you might not want to put them down or blast their name to as a negative review. So I get that too, but just not sure. I know you said you've tried both cotton and the poly blends.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
So, Sarah, I'm going to give you two suggestions for bedding to try next. But again, like Annette said, if the water that you're washing it in, the detergent that you're using, and
the detergent. Thanks, Sarah. I forgot about that.
I think you kind of mentioned it. And the machines that they're going in, if those aren't going well either, then no matter what sheet you get, it may not go well. Since I've been able to access Standard Textile through Host GPO, I've used Standard Textile. It is a company that services Hilton, Marriott brands. They are built and made for hospitality. And so the cool thing, Sarah, is they have both poly blends and cotton. So you could, and they will send you samples, and so you can try both of their different makes. And they are built to withstand a lot of use and a lot of washing and drying. So they have more of a commercial use to them, and they've served me quite well. I would get a sample. They have different grades too. They've got, basic. They've got a mid brand, and they have a luxury brand too. So depending on what rate you demand for your rental, what your guests are expecting, I use the middle of the road for mine. We have middle of the road short-term rentals in terms of, the values there for the property, but they're not super high-end, I guess is what I'm saying. Love them and using them for years. And they come washed, which is super fun. And I will tell you, Sarah, it says very specifically when they send it to me, and they're washed, it says washed with Tide. So I don't know if you use Tide, but I can tell you that Standard Textile, before they send it to their customers, they wash them for you. So they're ready to put on the bed. They wash them in Tide.
And then we do have an upcoming episode. Please be have your ears open for this one. And it is with the founder of California Designed In. And they are also another sheet supplier. And he goes in depth. I mean, the whole episode is about sheets, the care.
And it's good.
And
we had fun.
Yeah. His product is awesome too. Sarah, you can also get samples and sign up for their program. That's VIP for short-term rental hosts. And so I would check them out also. And the one thing I really want to just share with everyone is, there is no like magic bullet. You are going to have to use a lint roller. You're not going to just not magically have sheets that you shouldn't be lint rolling after you make the bed. There's going to be, and we go over this in the episode, a little bit of the wrinkling of the sheets. you know, unless you are ironing the sheets like my mom. Yes, my mom irons sheets, and there is nothing like going to bed on sheets the first night after they've been ironed. But I just want to, I think there's so many hosts, whether it's the sheets, whether it's the cleaning, whether it's the pricing, everybody wants this like easy button. I wish Staples would have never made that commercial. If I could take passive income and Staples
easy button, because it doesn't sell. And Annette and I talk about marketing literally all the time. And we get it. Like, you can't sell work. No one wants to work. Everyone wants the easy button. So, Sarah, I'm not shaming you. We're not blaming you for wanting something easier. But we do want to be very honest with you. And so, Sarah, before we recorded this episode, all three of us, so Annette, myself, and our chief operating officer, Colleen, who worked at Hilton and Marriott brands for over a decade, and I used to work at a hotel, a high-end luxury hotel, and we were going over the process of what we did with our laundry and our bedding. And I can tell you, Sarah, that even high-end luxury hotel with money for days to spend on all the things, and we had the machines that would iron the sheets. They're these giant machines that you put the sheets through, and they get them really flat and crispy. But by the time you take them up to the room, the first thing that our housekeepers did was vacuum the room.
This is a huge TFE pro tip right now, and explain why you do that. I was like, whoa.
Because there's a lot of dust and hair from the guests that just checked out. And so if you can do, before you start cleaning and making the bed and doing all those things, if you can just do a real good vacuum first, if the guest has been there for a while, you might want to dust first and then vacuum. But we do that first, and then we do vacuum at the end as well. And of course, you never want to put, not that you are, Sarah, but you never want to, a lot of people like to throw their bedding on the floor. We try not to do that here because, again, it can pick up anything that's on the floor. If you have a throw rug, things of that nature can pick up those things. So we wouldn't do that. And then, Sarah, too, another reason why, and if you've cracked the code and you don't have to lint roll and you've never gotten a complaint about hair or lint on your bed, please, please, please let us know. I still hold out hope. But there are vents in rooms. And so if the vent ever goes off and there is a dust or a hair that is being blown around by the vent, that can land on, you know what I'm saying? So
because even if, I mean, Sarah and I tie our hair, you know, wear our hair back when we make beds. But I'm telling you, I've never seen a cleaner, a turnover pro wear a hairnet. I know I'm not going to wear a hairnet when I make the beds.
But the guest
even with
didn't
my hair,
wear a hairnet.
Yeah, even with my hair tied back, it's still happens.
And the guest didn't wear it, the one who just checked out. So anyway, Sarah, I also want to talk about the wrinkling. Like Annette said, we're going to talk about it. So it's not this Thursday's episode, but the following Thursday is when we have the founder of California Design Den. But if you go to californiadesignden.com and you scroll down the page just a little bit, there is where they have a vacation rental, short-term rental VIP program. If you sign up for that, Sarah, it's completely free. You can order a sample of their bedding. So you could order that and you could order a few other samples and try them out, like full on sheets and fitted sheets and wash them a few times and see what you like. But if you do cotton, you just listen to this episode. It's really good. But if you do cotton, the trick is to take it out of the dryer just a titch before it's fully dry, like just a little bit. You could also put a steamer to the bed once it's on and try to get the wrinkles out.
There you go.
You could use a poly blend too, and poly blends don't wrinkle as much, but listen to the episode next Thursday.
Science, yeah.
And you might have a change of heart when it comes to blends, poly blends.
Congratulations on your success. If we're ever in the area, we'll have to swing by.
Well, Sarah, email us too. hi@thanksforvisiting.com. Let us know what sheets you decided on and how it's going.
And we just love, this is listeners, we do wish we could like meet all of you in person, because I have a feeling that like you're all the same and like care so much about the guests that you want them to have super clean sheets without wrinkles. And so I just love how much you care about that guest experience.
Yeah. And once again, like if you know of a hack or a trick that could help Sarah, Annette, and myself,
let us know.
I am always, one thing I told Annette I want to do
all
is
ears.
Go just spend like a couple months and just tour a few different housekeeping companies or that service short-term rentals to see what tips and tricks they use. Because not everything is on YouTube or Instagram or
TikTok.
So
if you got them, let us know.
Let us know. With that, I am Sarah Karakin.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.